Yesterday, the Justice Department announced that it was reopening the criminal investigation into the 1955 murder of Emmett Till. Two white men were acquitted of murder by an all-white jury over 50 years ago, though they admitted to abducting the 14-year-old boy. The acquittal sparked demonstrations across the country, and many saw this case as an early catalyst for the civil rights movement. Joining us to talk about the case is filmmaker Keith Boscia. He spent over 9 years researching the story for his documentary, The Untold Story of Emmett Lewis Till. Welcome to Talk of the Nation. He joins us by phone from New York City.
Thank you for having me today.
So for those of us who aren't familiar with the case, can you give us a little background on the story?
Sure. Emmett Till was a 14-year-old black Chicago youth whom in 1955 went to the Mississippi Delta to visit relatives. In a week's time, Emmett was actually abducted from his great-uncle's home and brutally tortured and murdered for one of the oldest taboos of the South, whistling at a white woman in public. The murderers were soon arrested but later acquitted in the court of law by an all-white, all-male jury. And although he suffered a horrific death, he didn't die in vain. The death of Emmett Lewis Till sparked the black resistance of the South, better known to us all as the American Civil Rights Movement.
And what exactly is the Justice Department going to do with this? Because it's obviously a 50-year-old case, or nearly 50 years old.
Well, we're asking for an investigation, and of course, you've seen the headlines, and the investigation is on the way. Throughout my journey in Mississippi for 9 years, I've been researching the case, and found eyewitnesses who have never been interviewed before. And some of these eyewitnesses have basically giving me names of people who were also involved with the murder of Emmett Till and kidnapping. So it's a lot of new information that's coming from that end. I shouldn't say new information because the information has always been there. It's just that the case was never investigated in the first place.
Emmett Till's mother, Mamie Till Mobley, died last year after trying to get this case reopened for 40 years. Why is it happening today?
Well, you know, I think it's a real blessing. I think it's all... It's because of her this is happening. I worked with Mrs. Mobley for 8 years trying to help her seek justice for her son's murder. That was one of the first things I did when I started researching the case was I went to her first because I wanted to have the support of the mother. And, of course, you know the history on Mrs. Mobley. She was a very powerful person, a very intellectual person, who always just wanted to have closure in her life about her son's murder. That was it.
In the course of researching this film, did you come up with details that made it possible for the Justice Department to perhaps reopen the case?
Absolutely. I've managed and basically communicate with the Department of Justice for some time now, as well as state officials and federal officials of Mississippi. I had this information in 2000. So, you know, it's been a long, hard journey trying to get this into the right hands to go forward with this case. But I think a meeting that was actually took place in February in Mississippi that I had with the U.S. Attorney of Mississippi as well as the DA over the counties where the murder took place, I think that's what really helped because after that meeting, they actually requested that Attorney General Ashcroft go forward with the case at that time.
Is this going to be an issue for the state courts as well?
Absolutely. For the prosecution half of things, the state will have to deal with the prosecution. We're looking for a joint effort of an investigation, of course, and the federal government is willing to work with the state with this.
What about this film that you've been working on? Is that going to see the light of day?
Well, you know, it's been a long, hard road of many trials and tribulations. One of the things that I promised Mrs. Mobley was first to get this case reopened before I even released the film. But at this time, we just finished completing the film actually this past Thursday. And what I'm planning on doing, I'm looking for distributors and things of that nature and trying to raise the rest of the funds for archival footage. It was financed by myself and my parents. So, you know, it was a long road.
Do you think there'll be any recriminations if no one's ever convicted?
I'm sorry?
Do you think there'll be any recriminations if no one is ever convicted in this case?
Nah, I think it is just so important that we know the truth surrounding the murder of Emmett Till. You know, I'm a firm believer if we forget our past, history will repeat itself. And, of course, that's what's happening today. It's been 81 lynchings in the state of Mississippi within the past 5 years. All have been ruled suicides. So, I mean, it's a lot of things that are going on, continuing to happen today that, you know, unless we start addressing these social issues of our past, we won't be able to go forward to the future. So I think it's more important, historically it's important, because this was the catalyst of the American Civil Rights Movement, and we must never forget that.
Thank you. Keith Boshaw, his documentary is titled The Untold Story of Emmett Lewis Till. He joined us by phone from New York City. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.